Leading the news this morning, a man is in a stable condition after he was attacked by a shark near Newcastle yesterday afternoon. Glenn Folkhard was surfing when he was attacked and suffered serious injuries to his upper leg and torso. Local beaches will remain closed indefinitely. Authorities have used tear gas to end a rooftop protest at a prison in eastern Victoria. 11 prisoners climbed onto the roof at Fulham Prison near Sale during a riot late yesterday. They spent the night on the roof and surrendered early this morning. Divers have again suspended their search of the capsized Italian cruise ship after it shifted in the water. The death toll remains at 11. 24 people are still missing, but hopes are fading of finding any more survivors. Officials hope to begin salvage work soon, but there are fears the ship could slip into deeper water. Israel has launched a ground and air attack near the border in northern Gaza. Palestinian officials say two people have died and one person has been injured. Israel says the attacks were targeting militants who were laying explosives near the border. Burma's pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi will be a candidate in the country's upcoming elections. She was mobbed by hundreds of supporters as she left the registration office. Aung San Suu Kyi has spent most of the last 10 years under house arrest.